Bavmetzia Yerushalmi, correspond to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Kuf Tezayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamadvav Amad Aleph, the eighth line, with the words Rabbi Yossi Oime. Rabbi Yossi Oime, Tachtoi Noisenes HaTikra, Ve'elyo Noisenes HaMaviva. We learn in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, the house owner has to give the ceiling and the attic owner has to give the mud. Rabbi Yusta B'Shem Reish Lakish, Hatachtoi Noisenes HaTikra, Ve'levachim, Ve'elyo Noisenes HaMaviva. You start quoting Rabbi Reish Lakish says, the house owner gives the ceiling and the boards, and the attic owner gives the mud that is put between the boards. Be'eva ma'aziva, the question is, what type of mud does he have to give? Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Loza ma'aziva ava. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Loza, says, it has to be thick mud to prevent water from seeping through. Rabbi Yaboro b'shem Rabbi Loza ma'aziva b'inanis, and Rabbi Yaboro, quoting Rabbi Loza, says, no, it has to be mud of medium thickness. Le omwil la diach es a koisois bram in have boy mishzaga manion of Rabbi Yaboro b'shem Rabbi Loza moidib ma'aziva ave. This is true only when the only time they use the water in the attic is to wash cups. But if they wash clothes there too, in Rabbi Yaboro quoting Rabbi Loza would agree that he has to supply thick mud. Hoyu Rabbi Chanina le'elein sipuroi, shu shneim noisnes atikra v'eslevachim, de'inun zukukin mesak chamarei hoin tamon mesak peri hoin tamon. Rechina instructed these two Tziporian people that both of them, means even the attic dweller, has to supply the ceiling and the boards, because the attic owner sometimes brings up the donkey drivers that come with their grains. And we come to the next mission now. Habayis va'aliyah shel shnayim shenoflu, omer bal aliyah lebal habayis livnois, v'hu eino roitze, hari bal aliyah boines habayis v'yoshev v'soichu ad sheyitin lo yitzia oisov. If a house and its attic belonged to two people, and it fell down, and the attic owner told the house owner to build, and he refused, the attic owner can build a house there and live in it until he's given his expenses. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, av zeh da l'seich shel chaveiroi, tzach la'alos l'ischar, el bal habayis boines habayis v'sa'aliyah, Yehuda says the attic owner is living in the space of the house owner, so he has to certainly pay him for the rental. So rather, the house owner has to build the house in the attic and roof the attic, and he can live in the house until the house owner pays his expenses. Now, according to the Bavli, there's a second sentence of, but rather the attic owner should say rather the attic owner rather than the house owner. But according to the Yerushalmi here, it should say rather the house owner has to build the house. And the Gemara says, "Ela balabayis mevakish levnois u balaliyah ina roitze mao shuyomu lo gufenu." The question is, says the Gemara, if the house owner wants to build, but the attic owner does not want to build, could the house owner say that even if he doesn't want to build, but at least he should seal up the roof? Nishmeinu hador, let's learn the answer from the following brisa. Haisa chovasoi smucha lechovas haveroi, omad halo ubana b'lo yushusoi, harei ze mechashev yitzi oisav, b'shar shebonav yitin loy eskol yitzi oisav. If Reuven's fallen house was close to that of his partner Shimon, and Shimon rebuilt his house and they're dividing wall without his permission, when Reuven will come to rebuild his house, he should pay for his half of the dividing wall according to the price when the neighbor built it. Hada Omra, so this can show us that She'eino Oime Lo Gufeinu Min Asad, Shem She'eino Oime Lo Gufeinu Min Asad, Kach Eino Oime Lo Gufeinu Milamaron. And this shows us that he can't obligate the other partner to build the dividing wall without repaying him for it when he builds his own house. If so, then the house owner can't obligate the attic owner to seal up the roof unless he's going to repay him.